This is Brain Damage.
Oh no, my brains.
It's Brain Damage on Radio Adelaide, around the Adelaide metropolitan area, and the entire universe via the internet. Our granted listeners from the Epsilon Capricorni star system, which is approximately 660 light years away, should be aware that by the time you do hear this, we'll all be long since dead. Although it's based on many assumptions, not just limited to your civilization's level of technology and your ability to comprehend the English language. Even under ideal circumstances, you'd probably tune out as soon as you heard the Albanian program on before us. But I digress. And what better way to do that than with another attempt at answering the age-old question, what's in your basement? But of course, we've had problems with limiting ourselves to the basement, and indeed several other rooms, and so after many a referendi, we now include attics, cellars, dens, and closets, as well as basements. And of course, what we're supposed to do is to bring something from one of those rooms to talk about merrily on the air. So let's have another shot at it. You ready, fellas? Nathan, you're still here?
I'm ready as ever.
Nick?
I guess so. Right.
Let's begin, starting with Mr. Matty B, who's thoughtfully remembered to send his contribution via the, I think as Alan Jones pointed out, fabulous Australia Post system. I do have an envelope here from Matty B. It feels like there's something inside it, but I will read the note first. So to pose the question, Matty B, what's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, or closet? And he says, dear other Brain Damage hosts, I had a look in my closet, and all I could find was this. As obviously he's referring to what's in the envelope. And it appears to be...
God, is that a human finger?
Certainly looks that way, yeah.
Well, I guess it appears that Matty B literally has some skeletons in his closet. Not to mention his ambiguous sexuality, which is tenuous at best.
Right, well, how about we just leave Matty B's problems where they are and move on to you, Nick.
That's me.
That's you. How about you? What's in your basement, attic, cellar, den, or closet?
Well, actually, David, as you know, I don't have a basement, attic, cellar. And since I now don't believe in property ownership, the week when you asked me about the den, all that's left is my closet, really.
Wait, what are you, a communist now?
Allegedly.
Right.
You didn't let me finish manifesto,
continue.
If you will. I'm sorry to say I don't have a closet either.
Right, okay. Wait a minute, where do you hang your clothes then when you're not wearing them?
On a convenient series of ropes and pulleys throughout the Adelaide metropolitan area.
Right. Nathan!
Yes?
Nate. You're not next.
No, I'm not.
I think we'll save you to the end, because you've got a big surprise there. It looks like you've brought in some large structure.
Oh, yeah. It's personal.
Just got to remind us that he's still here, though.
All right, yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to forget.
You know, we wouldn't want to be accused of...
That's sexist!
Yeah, on this show.
That's right.
All right, well, as you can see here in the studio, and you at home will soon hear, in my closet I found a talking Little Britain Vicky Pollard doll. Have you seen these things? These things are great.
I see it now.
Here we go. When you squeeze its hand, it says stuff. For example, let's see if this works here.
Because what happened was you knew the red man's first house, where they found a Veruca sock in the girl's bath and put it in Carrie's bag, and she completely had an epic...
Kind of goes on for a while.
...Kamal Sharma's party with a comfort and stabbed Kamal Sharma. But anyway, Shirley Bentley...
Right. Just put it under the desk now.
Okay. Now that is comedy.
Yeah. Did you hear what that thing was saying?
No. I can't understand it.
Much like the Albanian program.
Very colourful, though.
Well, maybe that's the comedy of it, you know? That's pretty funny that we can't hear what it's saying.
Yeah. Well, despite the obvious problems there, a legitimate execution of this segment for once. I seem to be the only person pulling up my hosiery and getting the job done. Nathan!
Yes.
Nate?
Yes.
If I may. What did you bring in? I alluded to something you brought in, but tell us all officially, what did you bring in? What is in your closet? Sorry, got to do it in order. Basement, attic, cellar, closet, den, or closet?
I think there are two closets there. Anyway, I have pulled up my end this week.
Enough of the sexual jokes.
Take that any way you want.
That's sexist.
Right.
originally, I was actually going to say Tom Cruise. That's a good one, right? and recent. But then I got a letter from his attorneys threatening to sue. That's right, if I said it, so. although it's probably too late now because I just mentioned it. So forget I even said it.
Okay, forget that.
All right, but anyway, I thought I'd just be safe and bring in something else like this. And as you can see, I've brought my actual closet.
Oh,
wow.
That's what... How did you get that
here? Oh, it wasn't easy. I hired a trailer, I hired a car, I hired a driver and a hitman, but that was for fun.
Oh, who'd you hit?
I can't remember.
Tom Cruise's lawyer wasn't involved?
No.
No. I hope not. He has a lot of political power.
Not as much anymore.
He can fly, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he is an alien.
I don't know what's in the cupboard.
What's in the closet?
Okay. Well, I thought it'd be kind of cool to open it on the spot here, live in the audience.
Okay.
We're the audience, really. But the listeners can hear, you know, what I've brought. It's an audio and visual feast.
Okay. Why don't you open it up for us, please?
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, squeaky door.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What is in that closet?
Peekaboo.
What is that?
Is that wolf again?
Yeah.
A wolf. Oh, I thought we killed it last week.
It's gnawing my leg off.